This is the second part or conclusion of a report about the May meeting of the Bath County Board of Supervisors. Clara Collins, Cedar Creek District, expressed concern that the board is not taking a long enough view regarding balancing the budget, using funds from the fund balance, and raising taxes a little bit.
Are we going to be sitting here next year cutting another $1 million and then cutting services? Because the first service I would say needs to be addressed right away is our solid waste. Our solid waste is doubling this year. Why are we doubling the cost of a service and yet cutting others? That doesn't make sense to me.
Bart Perdue, Warm Springs District, acknowledged the current increase is not likely to achieve a balanced budget.
I mean, I just don't want to get 5 years into this thing. Not even 5 years, but 3 years. Then we're looking at 7 cents all at once. If everything stays the same, it doesn't go up. We're looking at 7 cents all at once in like 3 years.
Despite differing ideas on the amount of increase, the board did vote in favor of 50 cents per $100 for real estate and keeping personal property taxes the same at 35 cents per 100. The vote was 3-2 with Stuart Hall and Richard Byrd opposed. Also, the board expressed appreciation to Mason Cawthorn, who resigned as head of the Economic Development Authority. Along with Wayne Anderson, he was instrumental in bringing the Speyside Stave Mill to Millboro. If interested in serving on the EDA, please contact the county administrator. The Bath County Board of Supervisors meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock in the Warm Springs Courthouse. The public is always encouraged to attend. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.